Radio Gorgeous. Listen anywhere, anytime.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you.
Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name is Jocelyn Pembroke.
And my name is Donna Freed.
So today on the show in Gorgeous Gossip, Donna's around town roundup. She went and got a pair of jeans and then she went to meet some people that started a charity called Suited and Booted. And then afterwards we're going to be talking about, come on, we're all interested in this, what's your favourite supermarket? Because I had a really good experience at one that I thought was really bad today, so it's changed my view. So we're going to be talking about that and also supermarkets we hate as well and supermarkets that have let us down and supermarkets images. But first of all, the usual question is, who is author of the week?
Author of the week is Paula Costin.
Oh, she's done an audio diary for us before from WOW Festival.
That's correct. And she's written a book and it's about her own journey to childlessness, and she came to us through Jody Day, who started the Gateway Foundation. And it's a wonderful book about her journey and her character Martine's journey and, you know, just how that could happen to you. But it's also a parallel story that takes place in Sri Lanka. So it's very interesting. And she's a real energetic, fantastic, interesting woman.
Can't wait to hear that. Now, the other person is, you know, I worked at Radio Bristol.
Yes.
Well, I worked at Radio Bristol and I had the presenter who I worked for, because I was very lowly then. I was like moving the knobs on the radio station. I was a broadcast assistant and I was kind of helping produce the show and I'd go and visit the guests. Susan Osman was the presenter.
Oh.
And I bumped into her at a party and she said, Josephine, I really want to come on Radio Gorgeous. I said, well, what have you been doing? She said, I've reinvented myself. She said, my career was going nowhere in England as a presenter. I'm the same age as me. She's sort of early 50s. And she thought, I'm going to go to China. I've got no plans whatsoever. I'm just going to arrive in China. But first of all, before she went, she thought, I'm going to look on the internet and put in China and radio. And she found this company called China Radio International. She contacted them. They said, come immediately. We want you to set up a morning show here.
Fantastic.
I know.
Wow.
So about 4 years ago, she went out there and she became, she's one of the most famous people. She's famous in China.
How fab.
So she's going to talk all about how she went there, how she set up the radio, working with Chinese people's philosophy, and also Chinese women. She tells us a few things about Chinese women that make them culturally a bit different than us. So that's really fascinating.
Totally fascinating.
Now tell us what you've been doing around town, darling.
Well, you know I never wear jeans.
I've never seen you in anything denim since I've met you.
Except now.
What?
Yes. You'll be seeing me sporting my Paige denim jeans.
Now how come that happened?
Well, there was an event at Damsel Boutique, which is on Devonshire Road in Chiswick. It's a really lovely shop run by two sisters. They are adorable. And they had this Paige denim event. And I figured, well, if they can dress me in a pair of jeans, I'd like to see the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never wear jeans. And I went along and I tried on this pair of Paige jeans.
Do you know which ones they are? I'm dying to
know. The skinny jean.
Dark ones?
The Hoxton skinny jean.
Okay. Are they high-waisted?
And they are. So there's no muffin top.
Yeah.
They're,
so it's like it pulls you totally in and
yeah,
up.
They're very flattering.
Yeah.
And they're good for me because I have thin calves. Get that in my fingers is about the only thing. But as I was explaining, as you'll hear, I was explaining, you know, that I'm zoftig. So I sort of have small joints and then the balloon in the middle. I'm kind of like a balloon animal. I notice you're not protesting.
We're all balloon animals, for God's sake. I've got tiny wrists and a fat stomach. What does that mean? Come on.
You're a dachshund. No.
Okay, but anyway, so you have bought, and you'll be wearing them in the autumn, won't you?
I will be.
Because it's probably a bit too hot now.
It's a bit too warm
now. Clammy.
Yes, exactly. But I absolutely love them.
I can't wait to see
you.
I know. It's dark denim, not black, dark blue, indigo, and they're called Hoxton and they're high-waisted. Do you mind if I copy you?
No.
Okay, all right. So you'll see us both. You'll both get our asses in the autumn. You'll both see us sporting, bringing our buttocks up, holding our stomachs in.
This is twin balloon animals.
Have you ever heard of weebles wobble but they don't fall down?
Exactly.
Well, I think we're weebles.
We'll be weebling along.
So let's go over to Donna at Damsel Boutique in Chiswick.
So I'm here at Damsel on Devonshire Road in Chiswick. And you're having an event with Paige Denham. And you are Kat of Damsel. Tell me about this event.
Paige, we sell a lot of premium denim, and Paige is one of our best-selling labels. And so we're absolutely delighted to have Paige ambassador, Sarah, who is going to be talking us through some styles, and she's also bought an exclusive jean for the day, a boyfriend jean, which is absolutely stunning. And we're really excited.
Excellent. And you've provided me with some Bucks Fizz, so I'm liking that. So cheers.
Enjoy. Cheers.
Cheers, exactly. As
Hi.
I said, hello.
Hi, Oz.
Hi, Oz. Nice to meet you. I'm Donna from Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, Donna. Oz is my sister, and we own the shop together.
Oh, fantastic. How long? Because you've been here a while.
8.5 years.
Yeah.
Yes, 8.5 years. I'll be
9 years
in November, yeah.
And why here in Chiswick? Why this location? Why Devonshire Road?
We lived here anyway, from years we lived here, and always felt that there wasn't a good boutique presence. We decided, you know, both got rejected from other jobs at the same time, and we'd always wanted to work together, and it kind of happened organically. And Devonshire Road is just gorgeous. It's a really lovely road full of independence. There's some amazing restaurant, La Trompette, which you may know. Lovely little cafes, nice boutiques. It's just a really lovely feel.
As you can hear, I'm American, but I've lived here for 9 years, and I've been coming to Chiswick for 20 years. Almost 20 years, since about 1996, 97, because my sister-in-law lived in Cranbrook Road,
just along.
So I've seen Chiswick change dramatically in that time. And so has your customer base changed from sort of young professionals to yummy mummies to...
I'd say we've got a real mixture, yeah. It's, there are definitely... When we opened, we were probably one of the only clothing shops, and now there are quite a few good ones. And so there's definitely a mixture of yummy mummies, young professionals, a lot of working mothers who want something that they can wear to work but also wear with their kids and wear out for dinner. And we're finding that people want to really get their money's worth out of everything they buy, which is why the premium denim does so well, because you buy a pair of jeans, it's an investment, but you wear it with your kids,
like a uniform.
You wear it out for dinner, you can wear it to work, you know, depending on what your work is, and it's just cost per wear, it's nothing, it's pence.
All right, so I'm, well, call me a yummy mummy, why not? I'll still work that at 47. Anyway, but I am not a jeans person.
Right, okay.
Wow, you have your work cut out with me.
That's it.
All right.
Donna doesn't wear jeans.
I don't
wear jeans. I love a challenge. Bring it on.
This one here.
For my size, I have a small waist. Mm-hmm. I'm zaftig. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means small joints and big in between.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What's it called?
Zaftig.
Maybe I'm zaftig. I have small joints. But
yeah, but you're tiny.
No, I'm really not.
Yeah, you're,
I've got Paige jeans on, that's
yeah,
why.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to give you a white t-shirt to try on because you can't go around with
your white. Yeah, something else I don't wear.
So
whole new wardrobe here, but yeah. So no, so I have a large breast,
yep.
Small waist,
yep.
Big hips,
mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, never used to. But my thighs are quite big at the top.
Okay.
And of course, then they taper and have tiny little kneecaps.
See, then that's quite good.
There you go.
You probably need something slim if you were
to
wear a straight leg. Straight legs are great if you want to balance at the hip and the thigh, but if you've got small, if you're quite small from the knee down, you want something to flatter that and hold on. I would give you a high-rise skinny. Something that's going to small.
Yes.
Hug the small of your waist. You're not going to have that big gaping at the back.
Thank you.
It's going to make your leg look long, but it's
no
going to be
able
to...
No muffin
top. Exactly.
I'm like
it. I'm not
this
into the...
This is a high-rise.
Okay,
so like
yeah,
they,
that could
really
work.
They're really comfy, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like
and
them.
Which ones are the... Are those the
these
page
are,
ones?
Yeah, these are page. These are... The cut's called a hoxton. So high-rise, skinny through the legs. They're really
I'm
amazing.
I'm
going to
give you the hoxton in the clean...
Because I have that. I'm big on the leg, yeah. But go in at the waist. And
exactly.
I love these jeans. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple of different sizes.
All right, let's go.
Completely out of your comfort zone.
All right, here I go. I'm going to try some jeans on. Okay, so I've put the 29s on, and the annoying thing is that the dressing room does not have a mirror. So I can't prejudge, and I've got to just go out and see what the girls say. Here goes nothing.
7% elastrol,
1%. Oh, that's not bad, actually. That is not bad. Oh my God, look. That's not bad. I might have a pair of jeans.
I love those
jeans. I have to say, I am shocked.
This is more flattering than your dress. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
You're a jeans and t-shirt kind of gal.
Who knew? I even like the
world.
T-shirt. Maybe I'm a I'm a page jeans person.
Just like everyone else.
We don't wear jeans, wear page
jeans. There you go.
And that's genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, because you sell a lot of jeans. Yeah. You sell J brand, which
page
is also another popular brand
page
for ladies.
Page cut for women, beautifully. They really do.
It's made by a woman. Only premium denim brand founded by a woman.
Really?
That's right.
When and where?
She used to be a fit model, so she's worked for you know, Seven, Citizens, True Religion, Guess, even. She was their body based on their shapes. And then she decided to move from model to designer based on all of her experience, and she noticed they're all men designing for a woman's body. So she thought, there's a niche in the market here. So everything that we do, we take into consideration,
So she knew how it feels inside the jeans
That's
as opposed
it.
To how they look.
Exactly.
So she's basically designing from the inside out.
That's it.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Welcome to the jean world.
Hey, I know. I feel like it's a whole new world for me now.
It suits you well.
Can I talk to you about your jeans journey today?
Yeah.
Exactly. So are you a Paige Denim fan or... And are you a jeans person?
I'm a massive jeans person. I used to hate jeans. I used to never wear jeans.
I was going to say, I don't do jeans.
Because my...
Your bum.
I just didn't have the bum for it, and I never wore them. And then I had children, and I discovered jeans. And then I discovered here.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I wear jeans all the time.
Funny. So did having children change your bum?
Do you know what? It did.
See?
It did.
See, there are some positive effects.
I think I lost weight. I lost loads of weight. And I think it's because I don't sit down. I used to work in an office and I sat behind a computer all day. And I think now, because I run around and I don't sit down for 2 seconds,
exactly. So yeah, you got the jeans body.
Exactly.
Two kids popped out of jeans body.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So are you going? Which ones are you going for today?
Well, I'm definitely getting. There's a skinny. I think it's the Hoxton.
Yes.
Like,
I'm
did you just
the
buy those?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm definitely getting those, but they need to order them in my size.
As you said, you're running around after two kids.
Exactly. So yeah.
There's got to be some compensations here. Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm going to talk to this one because she's obviously having a jeans journey.
Yes, going well, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, we're here at a Paige event, but J Brand is also a really popular brand. What are like the differences between those two?
We find that with J Brand, they're brilliant for doing fashion and the colours and the things with zips and all the kind of really like unusual sort of looks, but no one does denim. Proper old school looking denim the way Paige does denim. You want a blue washed pair of jeans that looks like you've had it for 5 years, you go to Paige for that. And just her fabrics are beautiful and they look really old but they feel so comfortable, and yeah, that's what Paige just excels at, just proper denim washed jeans.
So it's like, if I can make an analogy, it's like the classic Levi's 501 for men.
Exactly, but way more comfortable because Paige knows that women like a little bit of stretch in their jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the move.
Exactly.
Getting in and out of the car
exactly.
is important.
Raw denim's fine if you don't do anything, but if you want to move around, you need a bit of lycra, and Paige knows that.
So. No chapping.
No, exactly.
No chafing. Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Walking out of here a jeans person.
Brilliant.
How
was,
funny is that?
Nice to hear that, yeah.
Excellent.
It was Paige that got you.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
Donna, that was a great interview. So tell us about your next
voyage around London town?
Well, instead of just shopping, I thought it was probably time to give back. But staying on the clothing theme, I met Scylla Bjerrum, who is founder of Feng Sushi, which is a chain of small chain of sushi restaurants around London, and Dr. Maria Len, who runs Suited and Booted, which is a charity that gives men who are going for an interview, it gives them a suit, tie, shoes, cufflinks, all the accessories. They give them interview training and mentoring.
Wow. And do they do this for women as well?
There is. It came from the, it was called Dressed for Success.
Yes.
And that was an American charity, and now they have a different name here. Mm-hmm. But it does exist for women.
Yeah.
And so they said, men, young men need this too.
Yeah, young men, especially because they wear even more sportswear than women, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, women do have usually a bit of a smart jacket and the, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And so they're working, they're referred from a couple of prisons.
Wow.
They're referred from all over. And it does, I mean, okay, I was just transformed by a pair of jeans. I look at myself differently. I'm a jeans person now. Look at them transforming. Like, I'm not a threatening young man. Yeah. I'm a guy in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They see themselves differently. Other people see them differently. And Scylla, it was interesting how Feng Sushi got involved, because it's a very female-centric company.
Mm-hmm.
And they also wanted to do charity. So they looked at, they're all about being sustainable and local. So they looked local. And right in the center of the city of London is St. Andrew by the Wardrobe. Can you believe it? And that's where Suited and Booted is located. And because they're a female-centric company, they said, maybe we should, you know, address the balance. Little yin and yang here. And we'll do something that's focused on men.
So did you meet any hunks in suits?
Yes, the clients come in, they get about an hour. It's like a personal shopping experience.
Fabulous.
The whole parish hall is like this massive walk-in closet.
So how can we donate to it?
It is all on the website. If you get in touch with Maria at Suited and Booted, and they need donations, especially men's shoes.
Okay.
Because as you know, women, we have tons of shoes.
Yeah.
We donate shoes. We're giving shoes to the charity shop all the time. Men have a lot fewer shoes.
Yeah, because men wear them out.
Exactly. And when they're done, they're done.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, they really do need shoes.
Okay.
If we could.
Let's listen to what they say.
My name is Maria and I run Suited and Booted. We're a charity based in the City of London. We're a very new charity. We're in fact just coming up to our second anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And in our very first year we saw about 800 men. And this year we think we're going to see over 1,000. We have a huge demand. So we see men when they have a job interview and we give them clothing for the job interview. We work with some wonderful volunteer stylists. And apart from that, the whole process of coming to Suited and Booted is not just about the clothes. It's about building up confidence and self-esteem. And we also help out with interview training and mentoring too.
Fantastic. Who founded this charity and how did you get involved?
I got involved. I ran the charity as a project for 1 year and we saw so many men, we saw about 400, that I decided there was a huge gap in the market. There is a wonderful charity called Smart Works that does the women. So I thought perhaps it's high time there was something else for the men. And as far as I know, we're quite unique. There is nothing else for men that does this.
Excellent. And what has your... what transformations have you seen and what's your... give me a success story as well.
We have seen about 800 men and out of that we have probably, we estimate at the moment because we're just doing our analysis, we think we've probably got at least 400 men into employment. That could be security work, that could be admin, that could be IT. We get referrals, for example, from crisis. People come to us who've been street homeless and they're so excited, I can't tell you, because they've just got into their studio flat or a flat or a hostel and they're off the streets and we dress them for the very first job interview. And it's absolutely remarkable. And we get testimonials from lots of clients telling us how much they appreciate the help. Again, it's not just the clothing, it's the whole process of building up confidence and self-esteem.
And having someone, I imagine, part of the process, because it's hard enough to get here. And then once they're here, they've made it a huge step.
Absolutely.
And then you're doing more than just dressing them.
Yes, it is helping with interview training, finding out what they're going into. And if we can, we will also help with mentoring so they can't come back again. And we can match them with a mentor, perhaps someone from the City of London. We do get some wonderful volunteers from the City of London. We are desperate for more volunteers. We need volunteer stylists. We also need volunteer mentors. But we have wonderful partnerships, for example, with Lloyds Legal in the community, part of Lloyds Bank. Euromoney round the corner help out. And we also have a wonderful new partnership with Feng Sushi, who actually helped us with our last fundraiser. They supplied some amazing food. And that took a huge weight off our mind to have professional people, such as Scylla, who is standing next to me, yes, knowing that you can rely on professional people serving up food. It's absolutely wonderful. And who will also be helping with publicity too.
Fantastic. And please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hello. My name is Scylla Bjerrum, and I am the co-founder of Feng Sushi, which has been going in London for the last 15 years.
And why? Tell me about your partnership with Suited and Booted.
Yes, I mean, obviously we've done various charitable works over the year, and we were looking for a London-centric charity, and we were looking around. And then I was introduced to Suited and Booted, and I really liked it because it had a focus on helping young men along. We're a very female-run company, so I felt it was a really good approach to actually go out and do maybe something for the men as well. And because we're based just around the corner from Suited and Booted, we got a restaurant in South Bank Centre and a restaurant in Barra. The teams there were very keen on getting involved because it's just literally a stone throw away from where we are. And we saw an opportunity to support with fundraising events and awareness, and also potentially set up some kind of scheme where we can help collect the suits, because this is very much based on donations. So people grow out of their suits or get tired of their suits, but have really good, high-quality suits laying about, and then they donate them to Suited and Booted, and they come in here and they get alterations and a dry clean, and then they're ready to be hand down. And I just love the principle of that. I think it's a really nice, sustainable approach to garments, and I think it's a really nice way of getting involved.
So it continues Feng Sushi's sort of sustainable.
Yeah, I think there's a really great ethos mm-hmm. around it, because, you know, we are sort of a culture of throwaway, and I think it's really great that when you come in here and you see the quality of some of these suits, it's amazing. And I'm sure the people who's parted with it have parted with them because they either doesn't fit anymore, or maybe they don't wear a suit all the time anymore, or, you know, people worked in city for many years may be very tired of wearing a suit every day and have an opportunity not to wear them, but then hand them over to someone else who have a good use for it. I think that's a great story. And then there's obviously the whole support network around seeing young men coming in and going through this transformation, because sometimes all it is people need a little bit of help along the way. And I think Suited and Booted do that on an amazing volunteering basis.
And also what occurs to me, we are such a visual society, mm-hmm. and we see a young man on the street, we have a lot of assumptions about that. Mm-hmm. And we see a young man in a suit, we have a lot different assumptions.
I think that's very true. And some of my clients, they change into a suit and they completely change. They put their shoulders back, they look in the mirror and they say, I could be the director of this company now. And a lot of my clients, I remember one particular client who walked to me from a hostel at Tottenham, and he walked back with his suit. He wouldn't take it off. And a lot of my clients want to keep their suit on, and they say, now I feel part of the city, and I want to walk around the city with my suit on, and people will look at me in a different way. And it's very true.
And you're helping them look at themselves in a different way.
Exactly. When you go into an interview, people do make an assumption about you very, very quickly. I think there's a 30-second rule. So if they walk into that interview with a great smart suit that we've given them, a beautiful tie, shoes, they're going to go in there poised and confident, and they will really be far ahead of other people who perhaps aren't in a similar situation. I remember we helped a young person who went along to the Olympics to get a job as a security guard. And one thing that was said when he got the job was that out of everyone there, he was wearing a spectacular suit that we had given him. So I know that we really did help him, because he stood out by giving him this wonderful suit. I think the other thing that Scylla has said is also very relevant. We do get clothes which are, in a way, we are recycling clothes. And we get wonderful clothes. Old labels are fantastic. They stand the test of time. Beautiful fabrics, woolens, worsteds, sumptuous textures and clothing.
I'm getting the idea it's good that it's not women's clothing, because between the three of us, we probably rate it. Being there with a keen eye, we doing some recycling of our own.
And what we try to do, of course, sometimes is when we do get things which perhaps are beyond repair, we try to do our own recycling and we try to make some cushions or something like that. And we try to sell them at our fundraiser. So in a way, you know, clothes touches everyone's lives. They touch the lives of the people that we help. They touch the lives of the people who've given them to us. It could be for all sorts of reasons, and sometimes it is a bereavement. So we do help and support all our clients, and we're very grateful for any donations that we can get, especially shoes, because we are so desperate for shoes.
And where can people donate?
They can contact me. My email address is suitedbootedcentre@gmail.com. That's all one word. And we are based in the City of London at a church called St. Andrew by the Wardrobe. A fantastic name for suited and booted. It couldn't be better. Mm-hmm. And so they can just email me and I'll give them directions on how to get here.
Excellent. And we'll have all that information on the website.
Thank you so much.
And Scylla, I also understand that more than lending your name and time and food, your employees are lending their own time.
Yeah, so we are aiming to send over teams from our two restaurants once a month to give a hand with the sorting. And then we are working on setting up a scheme where we can actually help collecting the suits. We're just in the planning process of that. Because we've got 30 bikes on the road already, it might be a way of helping collecting these. And there'll be a little bit of a sushi reward for you to pass over with your suit. So we're working on a scheme that could work for that. But at the moment, we're sort of designing a sealable hygienic bag for that, because we just want to make sure that it works with our logistics. So.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Maria.
Thank
Scylla.
You so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So fantastic, Donna. How do we make a donation?
It'll be on, all the information will be on our website.
It's radiogorgeous.com, our website, radiogorgeous.com. Now we're going to talk about supermarkets.
Supermarchés.
Shall I tell you why I had a good experience?
Yes, I love hearing a good experience.
Exactly. Well, I have just come up from Dorset, where I've got a country cottage, and I ended up this morning in Budgeons.
I used to call it The Budgeons.
Exactly, because it's always been grotty, not good and everything. And I walked in and it'd been redone, and there was a little table at the back, and it was really good. It said, for sale, made in the village. And it had loads of different flapjacks, cakes, everything. It was like a village fete.
They had local produce.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
So I bought a really nice flapjack, because I'm going on, you know, I went in to get bananas and nuts, but then I thought, well, I'll have a flapjack on the train as well. And it was delicious, £1.20, and the sweet girl at the checkout, I said, this is so good. She said, it is our most popular thing now.
Really? Yeah. Ah, interesting.
So it's like literally being, you know, I just think, imagine if all supermarkets did this. They're helping. She told me the name of the girl that makes the cakes, the girl that makes the flapjacks.
Wow.
So they're giving jobs to people locally, and it's really popular. Because, you know, otherwise you have to go specially to a fete or to a tabletop sale or something. But, you know, it's really good. You whisk around the supermarket and you can buy delicious homemade.
And you're not doing an extra trip, you know, like when you go to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's an extra trip and it's only on Saturday. But this is great. You get that level of local produce, but just when you're doing your regular stuff as well. Fantastic.
It's so good. And she said, we've got local meats and everything they're doing. Mm. So hats off to you, Budgeons.
Wow, you're a new fan.
Now, we were just talking about really what happens a lot is when we've got to make an effort, like a dinner party that's really special, we might go out of our way to go and get a produce. So you might go out of your way to go to Waitrose because you need these certain herbs or something. What generally people do is shop where they're near. Now, I know you've moved house recently. Where did you used to live and where did you shop and where have you moved to? And has your shopping habits changed?
Well, you know, I like a bargain. In Chiswick, I always used to go to Sainsbury's. But also by my house, which has sort of changed things, there was the Sainsbury's local. And I have to say, they're noticing, I know the supermarkets are noticing that people really do go for the local because, I just need some pesto.
I love your Sainsbury's local because it's posh. It's the poshest Sainsbury's local I've ever been to.
Exactly.
The one on my road's really crap. It sells tuck biscuits and no oat cakes, which is a sign it's a down market area. Whereas yours was just stuffed full of fresh produce, olives,
hummus.
Everything. Yeah,
exactly.
So where are you now? What's
well, but now we moved to Acton and we're very close to the Morrisons.
Okay, I've never been into a Morrisons, I'll be honest.
Don't rush. Okay. The thing that it's really good on, people say that the meat and the fish in Morrisons, for whatever reason, is really good. And I have to say, it is. It's well-priced, and it's very good. The fish in particular. I don't know why.
Seems to have a fish stall in there.
Yeah, there's a fishmonger and a butcher.
Well,
and that's
fantastic.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Because you know they're often you often lose money doing that, but obviously they are investing in having a proper fishmonger.
They're known. I mean, I went to a funeral and the the mother, I didn't know they had them, but the mother, who was not the vicar, but she was the mother and who did the service, she said, "Oh, you're lucky, there's a Morrisons. They have great fish and meat." I'm like, well, if it's good enough for the mother of St. Peter's.
So where are you getting your vegetables and things then?
Yeah, that's the thing. Morrisons, they haven't heard of vegetables. It's crazy. I don't, there aren't any cheap ethnic snacks. Fantastic. Wines. Very cheap. So for all your staples, staples and fish. But up in Acton, there are all of these lovely Middle Eastern shops with fantastic fruit and veg, fantastic herbs, cheap, all the great beans and jars. Gorgeous fresh stuff.
Yeah, olives and everything. Much cheaper than Waitrose.
But if I'm looking for, and also the other problem with Morrisons is that they only stock Morrisons things.
Oh my God.
There's practically not another thing you can find in there.
Yeah.
So
that's quite limited to kind of English things.
Yeah, exactly. So in that way that, for staples, it's brilliant. It's cheaper, it's whatever. Yeah. But I'm so loyal to Sainsbury's. So we'll get in the car. I will get in the car or on my bike and I will get, I'm still collecting my nectar points. Okay. Yeah. Can't be forgetting about my nectar points. So, there are things. One, I know
what
the
store. What do you need to go to Sainsbury's for?
Things like chorizo or what are some things like the smoked fish? Like their fish, it's all, the fresh fish is fine, but they don't have any smoked fish. Mm. There's certain things they just sort of don't do because it's not catered for in the neighborhood. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And Morrisons is never a pleasant shopping experience.
The thing is, you're not far from the big Sainsbury's you're talking about.
Exactly.
You're actually, now you drive, you're probably only about 6 minutes from it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, what happens to me is because I am near this road called Askew Road, I go a lot to the co-op there. And it's really good because if I do a weekly shop, I can't spend more than £50, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So I do a weekly shop there, but then I'll go and get meats at the Ginger Pig.
Yes.
I'm really lucky. I've got the fabulous
Ginger Pig,
which is really good. And then if I want fish, a bit more tricky, probably
Waitrose.
Waitrose or Turnham Green, but that's really expensive.
Yeah.
Probably buy things like smoked fish, you know what I mean? Because it's easier, and then probably have fresh fish and sort of, places like the seaside or whatever. It's a bit easier.
It's just wait.
Exactly.
I'll wait till I get
and
to
And then if I see an M&S or I see a nice shop when I'm out, like today I was coming back on the train and I knew that there was at Waterloo an M&S. So I ran in, got a corn-fed chicken, some new potatoes and some broccoli. And I'll just wait and I'll do that tonight.
Yeah.
So I sort of shop on the hop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that too, because I'm frequently on my bike and I always have room, room for stuff. So yeah.
But that is the wonder of living in London, I must say. That was the thing about living in the country that I hated most. Come all the way home and I'd forgotten the butter.
Oof.
And I had to drive, quite a long way. Like the other day I was in Dorset and I had washing up liquid, so I had to go all the way the next day. In fact, they do say you don't spend as much money if you shop every day.
Yeah, because you're shopping for what you need as opposed to what you think you might want at the end of the week.
Yeah, yeah. So I do stick to that a bit, but obviously I have to stock up on things like yogurts and snack bars for my children and bread, just kind of teenage fuel, But no, we'd really love to know where you shop and what you do and your personal habits. And we'll read them out on Radio Gorgeous. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much, Donna, for coming on. And thank you so much for all our wonderful guests. And have a brilliant summer. Just to let you know that we are now off for 4 weeks, a month. And we're back on September 1st with Emma Bridgewater, famous for her plates. Pauline Butcher, who has written a book all about how she worked for Frank Zappa in the 1960s. And we've also Gorgeous Gossip, Birds with Bottle. Sorry, they are quite posh. They are posh. And they like a glass of rosé.
Who doesn't?
So enjoy your rosé, get a rosé tummy and come back to Radio Gorgeous in September.
And stuff them in your jeans.
Yeah, put the jeans on in September and it'll all, you know, it'll be fine. Okay, all my love, lots of love, radiogorgeous.com, Radio Gorgeous Productions 2014.
When I said I needed you, you said you would It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone? And I'm left here on my own. That I have to find. There's nothing left to